啊，哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。
哈利路亚 ，Thanks for the Lord。
啊，这是我们短期神学训练班呢、啊，我跟大家来学习的是以斯拉记跟尼希米记。
This time the STTC will study Esther and Nehemiah and Esther, Israel together.
要学习这两卷圣经之前
，Before we study the two books。
我们先要从神的整本圣经里头啊，所告诉我们的神的救赎的计划。
We have to talk about the great salvation plan of God.
因为这本圣经啊，就是神救赎的经典。
Because this book is the great book of God's salvation plan.
那我们现在所要学习的这两卷圣经啊，是在这个神的这个大蓝图里头，我们是站在什么地方
？And we have to know where we are in this great plan.
好像我们到一个地方去参观。
Just like when we go to a place to visit.
导游啊，都会先带我们到一个那个地方啊，游览区啊，一个蓝图的地方。
And the tour guide will bring us to a tour center to have a map.
先把整个这个区域啊做一个简要的介绍。
And to have a brief summary of the whole site.
然后告诉我们现在我们站在什么地方。
And to tell us where we are.
那我们现在要参观的地点在哪里
？And where we are going to? Where we are going to?
这样的话我们才会很清楚我们今天呢是在神他的计划当中我们站的是在哪一个地方
And we have to know where we are in God's plan of salvation
那我们从看对整个的认识当中才更会了解我们今天说这个父的这个使命是什么
？And this is the way to help us to have a clear understanding of our mission today.
所以我们先呢、要简要的来介绍一下，从圣经里面看到神整个救赎的计划。
So let's talk about the salvation of God from the macro perspective of the Bible.
那我们要学习的以斯拉记、尼希米记呀、它是在神救赎计划当中的哪一部分？
And in the book that we're going to study, Israel and Nehemiah, where it is in fit in the plan of salvation.
好，然后啊，我们再去学习了解这两卷圣经啊，对我们今天真教会有什么属灵的教训。
And then we'll go into the spiritual meaning of that two books to our true church today.
跟我们现在真教会的关系在哪里
？And the relationship with our true church.
好，这样我们才能从圣经里头得到真正的这个造就。
And we will be edified by the book of two books.
我们知道这个重建圣殿呢、以斯拉记是重建圣殿。
We know that Israel rebuilt the temple.
这个重建圣殿是以色列王国70年之后回来重建圣殿。
That is after 7 years since the destruction of the country to come back to rebuild the temple.
那么这个重建圣殿呢、在属灵上我们知道它预表末后真教会的复兴。
And we know that rebuilding of the temple prefigure the establishing of the true church at the end time.
所以这个可以说是在旧约是最末后的。
And then this could be the last things happening in the Old Testament.
所以这几个重要的先知啊就是撒迦利亚、哈该，他们都是在亡国之后重建圣殿的时候的先知。
So we know that Zechariah, Haggai, they are all the prophets after the king, the country has been destroyed.
那么接下来就是会有一段这个空档的时期，然后主耶稣就降生。
And there's a time period between the two testaments, and then Jesus Christ came to this world on New Testament.
所以你这个重建圣殿以斯拉记尼希米记这个 可以说是在旧约的这个最末端的事情。
So we can put the two books in the later time period of the Old Testament.
啊，所以它是预表的末后啊真教会的事情。
That prefigure the true church at the end time.
好，那现在我们要先从简要的来介绍一下神整个救赎的计划。
Now we're going to have a brief summary of the whole plan of salvation of God.
让我们认识末后真教会复兴啊，按照神的计划是所要完成的是什么。
And we should know that how God is going to carry out His plan of salvation step by step.
然后我们从这个以斯拉记里头啊，来对照我们今天真教会的。这个复兴跟真教会的这个历史以及这个使命啊。
Then we can compare the book of Israel and Nehemiah compared to the end time, the true church, the history and its future.
那首先呢，我们讲到神的计划，神救赎的这个大经纶的第一个是他的计划。
And the first point is the plan of salvation.
神救赎的计划是在创世之前就预定。
And God predestined His plan of salvation before the creation of the world.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，这里保罗告诉我们，这个神救赎的计划是在创世以前所计划的。
Paul tells us that the plan of salvation was established before the creation of the world.
看以弗所第一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4。
第四节这里说，就如在从神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们这里说在创立世界以前。
He said before the creation of the world。
就在基督里面拣选了我们。
And chose us before Christ。
这个在基督里面拣选我们，就是神的救赎计划。
So that is the plan of salvation of God.
那么神这个救赎的计划呢，就是在创立世界以前就计划好了，完成了。
Before the creation of the world, that His plan was complete.
他整个完整的一个计划是在创立世界以前就完成。
That is before the creation.
那这个计划看到第九节
Verse 9.
这个都是按照他自己呀、所预定的美意，要叫我们知道他的旨意的奥秘。这里说神的这个计划是按照自己所定的美意。
That his will is according to his good pleasure.
在第五节那里说到。
Verse 5.
是按照他自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们要借着耶稣基督来得到儿子的名分。
That he predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ.
这个就是神按照他自己所喜悦的旨意来定这个计划。
That is God according to his will, his pleasure to decide what is going to happen and his will.
好，那再看到第十节。
Verse 10.
好，那这个计划是要按照神所计划所安排的。
And that his plan is going to according to his will.
这个也就是神他的计划，他是有进度的，有一个 schedule， 有进度的啊。
That is yes, his own schedule.
好，按照这个顺序，一步一步来
schedule,
一步一步来实现啊。
Step by step, it will be fulfilled.
那到最后结束的时候是在日期满足的时候。
And at end time, the time is fulfilled.
时候已经满了，也就是说完成了。
And the time has come, and then all things will be complete.
这个计划到最后结束，就是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面和我归一归一。
And that at the end time will he'll bring all things in heaven and earth together under one head, that is Christ.
所以计划的开始在基督里，最后结束也是在基督里
So the beginning is in Christ, and the end is in Christ.
那这个就是神的救赎的计划。
That is the plan of salvation of God.
那我们再看一下第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
这个神的这个计划，在基督里面救赎的计划是要怎么样去完成？
It's going to how the plan of God will be fulfilled.
要借着什么去完成？
Through what that the plan will be fulfilled.
我们看到第三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
神的这个大计划呢，他是要借着第十节说，为要借着教会。
Which Paul said this through the church, which hand through the church.
要借着教会来完成。
That is, he will accomplish that.
我要使天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。第十一节说，这是按照神从创万事以前呢，在我们主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意。
That is according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们知道教会啊，就是神要来完成神救赎计划的，神要来借着这个教会来完成这个计划。
That is church is the place that God is going to accomplish his plan of salvation.
好，这个就是神的救赎的计划。
That is the plan of salvation.
那接下来我们要看到神救赎计划，那从创世纪我们再看。创世就是创世的开始了。
Come back to Genesis。
好，那创世的开始，我们就会看到救赎的这个预表。
And now we're talking about the prefiguration of salvation。
创世纪的第一章啊，到前面呢、啊，第一章到可以说是第七章啊。
From chapter one to chapter seven。
第一章到第七章啊，这个可以说是神救赎的一个预表。
We could say that it is the prefiguration of God's salvation.
预表里头啊，也包括了他的重要的预言。
And including some very important prophecy.
好，那这个预表我们简单介绍一下啊，创世纪的第一章开始。
We just have a brief summary on.
一章的开始这个预表啊，我们没有办法详细谈这个第一章这个预表啊。
We do not have time to go into deep discussion, but chapter one.
那么第一节就记载这个第一章第一节记载起初神创造天地啊。
You recall that in the beginning God created the heavens.
那是怎么开始的
？How did God begin?
第三节就说神说要有光，神说要有光。
And verse three said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
那这个光是真光。
And that light was true light.
那这个光啊，就是预表的基督啊。
The light prefigures Jesus Christ.
基督要出现啊，基督要出现。
That is Christ will come.
所以凡被造的都是借着他造的。
Everything was created through him.
光没有出现，什么都不会有。
If there's no light, then nothing could come.
所以第一天说要光，然后再开始造出地上的万物来。
So God created light first before creating anything else.
这个是一个预表，基督的预表。
That is the prefiguration of Christ.
然后呢，接下来就是二十六节。
Verse 26.
第一章二十六节这里说，神按照自己的，按照自己的形式、形象、样式来造人。
That is God make man in His image.
那这里提到我们。
That is here mentioned that.
这个有救恩的一个预表。
That is also related to salvation.
这个是最直接的救恩的预表。
That is the very direct prefiguration of salvation.
基督就是神的形象。
Christ is the manifestation of God.
那这里就是讲到基督要来。
He is saying that Christ is going to come.
所以呢，有父跟子在里头。
So there's the Father and the Son.
也说神，我们要照着我们，这个是救恩的计划，所以讲我们。
So that is a sufficient plan, so we say us.
看到罗马书，参考罗马书这一节圣经。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter five.
罗马书第五章。
Romans five.
第五章的十四节。
Verse 14.
罗马书的第五章的十四节。
Romans 5:14.
这里提到亚当。
He mentioned Adam.
这里这个亚当呢，在最后下半段最后一句话。
The second half of the sentence.
说亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
Adam is the one. Adam who was a pattern of the one to come.
预先呢，基督还没有来之前。亚当先出现
So Adam is a pattern that before Christ coming
那就是基督的相片好像相片
Just like an image
先寄相片给我们看
A photograph that mail to you for
基督还没有来之前
That is before Christ coming
那么神先将这个相片呢给我们就是亚当
compute this photograph to
think about that as Adam. 为什么神说造我们的形样式造人呢？
That's why God said we will create man according to our image.
救恩的奥秘啊。
That is the mystery of salvation.
很多人有很多解释了，但是我的了解是这样的。
Many people have different explanation, but that's my own understanding.
接下来我们要看到的是救恩的一个预表。
And then we talk about the prefiguration of salvation.
接下来就是夏娃的出现。
And then is Eve.
夏娃的出现呢，保罗的了解说它是教会的预表。
Paul said she is the prefiguration of the church.
从亚当身上啊，取出这个肋骨来造夏娃。
That is, she was made from the side of Adam.
这个是两人成为一体。
And then two become one flesh.
说这是极大的奥秘。
That is a great mystery.
保罗说，我是指着基督跟教会说的。
Paul said, I'm referring that to Christ.
所以亚当是那预表的基督。
So Adam referred to Christ.
夏娃就是预表的教会。
Eve is a type of the church.
这个是在以弗所书第五章。
That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 5.
的了解啊。那再过来，我们会看到的是这个第三章。
And then let's look at chapter 3.
第三章有一个很重要的救赎的预言。
That is a prophecy of salvation.
第三章的第15节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
15节那里提到女人的后裔。
And the offering of hers.
女人的后裔啊，要伤蛇的头。
And he will crush your head, the snake.
世界上只有一个人，就是女人的后裔。
There's only one man that refers to the offspring of the woman.
童女所生的耶稣基督。
That Jesus Christ was born through the virgin.
所以这个女人的后裔就是预言的基督的救赎。
So that the offspring of the woman refers to the salvation of Christ.
他要来败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
That is, he's coming to destroy the one who holds the power of death, that's Satan.
他来拯救我们。
Save us.
好，接下来看到第三章的21节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
21节这里有一件皮衣啊。
Now we have a garment of skin.
神为亚当跟夏娃造皮衣。
God prepared a garment of skin for Adam and his wife.
这个就是基督救赎的预表。
That is the typology of Christ's salvation.
今天我们受洗披戴基督。
Today we put on Christ after we are baptized.
这个都是在这个很清楚的预表出来。
That is clearly prefigured.
到第四章。
To the four.
第四章我们看到亚伯的献祭。
We learn about the offering of Abel.
他蒙神喜悦。
And he was pleased by God.
那该隐献祭不蒙喜悦。
But Cain, rather he offered, God does not like his offering.
预表这个两种信仰。
That is two kinds of faith.
该隐就是人的信仰。
Cain referred to the faith of human.
不能蒙神称义。
That could not be justified by God.
好像靠着律法，靠着行为要称义是不行不通的。
That is by human effort, by human deeds, could not be justified.
亚伯因信称义。
And Abel, he was justified by faith.
按照神的旨意献上这个羊。
That he offered whatever according to God's word, that is a sheep.
靠着羊的血，这个是因信称义的一个预表。
So that's by blood, by faith, and justified by faith.
好，这个是从这些我们看到这个预表，再看到那个第六章。
Chapter 6.
那个第六章啊，挪亚的方舟。
Noah and his ark.
挪亚的方舟就预表的末世的真教会。
Noah's ark refers to the church in the end time.
这个我们晓得，因为在神要审判世界之前。
That is before God coming to judge the world.
吩咐挪亚造方舟。
He ordered Noah to make an ark.
那这个方舟很特殊，跟一般人所造的船是不一样的。
This ark is very special and it's different than ordinary boat.
它是独特的、独一的。
It's a very unique one.
而且是所有的都按照神所吩咐的去建造。
That is according to God's will and it was built.
那么成为末世神 的救赎，因为神要救挪亚一家，所以呢，方舟就末世的方舟啊，就是预表的末后啊，真教会。
And that is a prefiguration of the true church in the end time.
所以到这里到第七章，这个都是已经一个预表啊，这个救赎的这个预表的时期。
So、from chapter seven, we know that is all talking about the prefiguration of salvation.
第七章我们就看到神的审判了。
Chapter seven talk about the judgment of God.
那第八章开始是新的一个世代的开始了。
And chapter eight is a new world.
好，那第八章开始新的世代开始，神就进入救赎的预备。
So from chapter eight, that God start his preparation for salvation.
预备就是开始做了，开始做这个预备的工作。
That is God start to prepare the work of salvation.
好，那这个预备的工作啊，我们看到是借着挪亚出方舟。
That is when Noah come out of the ark.
然后挪亚的献祭。
And Noah offers sacrifice.
得到神的喜悦，神跟他立约。
And he was pleased by God, and God make a covenant with him.
这个约就是彩虹。
That is.The covenant of
神要
rainbow.
神不再像以前灭人，神要赐福给人。
That is, God will not destroy human by flood again. He will go to bless people.
以这个彩虹为立约的记号。
And the rainbow is the sign of the covenant.
根据神这样的约，在天上这个约。
According to the covenant that is in heaven.
开始做预备的工作。
And he starts to prepare.
所以从挪亚的后裔当中就拣选亚伯拉罕。
So from the descendant of Noah, he chose Abraham.
所以我们从十二章开始。
So from chapter 12,
我们就看到神预备的一个开始。
We know how God began to his work of preparation.
那这个预备同时也带着应许。
And this preparation also is coming with a promise.
所以从十二章我们看到第一节啊。
So from chapter 1.
那这个亚伯拉罕，神拣选亚伯兰啊。
And God chose Abraham.
他愤怒，他离开本地本族夫家。
Told him to leave his family household, his homeland.
这是预备的开始。
And that is the beginning of preparation.
预备就是拣选啊。
That is to choose.
神怎么样预备
？How did God prepare?
拣选。
That is choosing.
应许。
Promise.
这两个动作很重要。
That is two action very important.
那么拣选就拣选亚伯兰。
And chose Abraham.
然后给予他应许。
And also give him a promise.
所以今天的救赎这个计划就是很清楚的、很具体的出现。
So today the work of salvation is clearly manifest.
出现了神所拣选的这个人。
And that is one person that is chosen by God.
这是要成为救赎的一个开始开端。
And that person is going to be the beginning of God's plan of salvation.
所以以后神就立亚伯拉罕为万国之父啊。
So later God chose Abraham as a father of many nations.
这是救赎的开端。
That is the beginning of salvation.
那么神应许他。
And God promised him.
将救赎的应许呢给他。
Give him a promise of salvation.
就是福音。
That is the gospel.
万国都必因你得福。
That is many nations will be blessed.
这个是福音。
That is the gospel.
神传福音给亚伯拉罕。
God preached the gospel to Abraham.
这也是福音，就是应许。
That is a promise.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's look at Galatians.
加拉太书。加拉太书第三章。
Chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
第三章第八节。
Where is it?
加拉太书第三章第八节。
Galatians 3:8.
好，第八节啊。说是并圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国多必因你得福啊。这个就是神的福音。
That is the gospel of God.
福音的应许。
That is the promise of the gospel.
拣选亚伯拉罕才把这个应许给他。
He chose Abraham to give him this promise.
把这个福音传给他。
To preach this gospel to him.
那么神为什么开始拣选亚伯拉罕？
So why did God choose Abraham?
这是为了预备救恩。
That is to prepare the salvation.
要预备救恩，为什么要拣选亚伯拉罕呢？
Why did he choose Abraham?
我们先看一节圣经。
Let's look at one verse.
看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter four.
啊，约翰福音第四章。
John chapter four.
我们要对神的这个救赎呢，清清楚楚才可以的。
They have a clear understanding of God's plan of salvation.
不然的话，我们都不晓得东西南北的话，我们学习圣经就很难真正的明白。
Otherwise, it's hard to understand the Bible.
所以要把整个神救赎的计划看得很清楚才可以。
So we have to have a clear understanding of God's plan.
为什么神要拣选亚伯拉罕？
Why God needed to choose Abraham?
为了预备救恩。
That is for preparation of the salvation.
那为什么呢？我们看一下第四，主耶稣所说的一句话。
The sentence.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter four.
第四章的看到二十二节。
22.
二十二节这里主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说。
Jesus told the Samaritan woman,
你们所拜的你们不知道。
You do not know what you worship.
我们所拜的我们知道。
But we know what we worship.
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Because salvation is from the Jews.
那我们看看在当时变乱口音之后地上万族当中有没有犹太人。
So after the confusion of all the tongues, is there a Jew in all the nations?
没有犹太人。
No, there was no Jews.
那没有犹太人怎么会有救恩呢？
So if there's no Jews, how can we have salvation?
所以神要从万族当中啊，再造出一个民，生出一个民族来。
So God wants to create a new race of people, new nation from all the nations.
要让地面上出现一个犹太民族。
That he wants to make one people called Jews.
来超越这个民族是超越万族的，超越的。
That is that kind of people is surpassing to all the nations.
所以今天我们看到犹太民族的存在，这个太伟大，这个实在太伟大。
So you know that the existence of Jews is very great.
那是救赎的民族，那是圣经的民族。
That is the people of the Bible, the people of salvation.
什么民族都会消灭掉，这个民族不会灭掉。
All nations could perish, but Jews could not be perished.
因为他是不列在万族当中的，他是超越的。
Because that is not that people is not listed among the other nations.
是很伟大的。
所以
犹太人在神救恩的这个计划里头啊，他是很重要，他是一个主角啊。
So Jews plays a very important role in God's plan of salvation.
是为救恩而有的民族。
That is for the sake of salvation that these people exist.
那神怎么样预备这个民族呢？
So how did God prepare?
拣选亚伯拉罕。
Choosing Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕本来他就是住在乌尔地方，他有自己的本地本族父家。
Actually, Abraham lived in Ur, and he has his own household, his own family, his own father house.
那么现在神拣选他就离开，这三个都离开了。
And God told him to depart to leave his
own. 他不再属于本地。
He belonged to his own country no more.
他不再属于本族。
He belonged to his own household no more.
他也不再属于他的父家。
And he does not belong to his father's household anymore.
那他是变成什么？他变成什么
？What is he?
他是在半空中的。
He's just like in the middle.
他没有地，
he has no ground,
也没有族，
and no people,
也没有父，
no father.
那他到底是谁？
So who is he?
就是属神的。
That has belonged to God.
他是属神的一个人。
He is the one belong to God.
特别的，分别出来，归属于神的。
He is the one specially chosen, belong to God.
所以他就到神所指示的地方去。
So he go to the place where is designated by God.
所以亚伯拉罕成为一个完全属神的人。
So he belongs to God totally.
那么从这个人呢，他就要生出犹太民族来了。
So from this man that the Jews will come out.
那他怎么生出来的呢？
How did that
come? 所以一下子我们就会看到神的预备的一个顺序，一步一步来的。
That is now we're going to see step by step God prepare his salvation.
所以在以后的这一段，我们看十二章以后，我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的一个训练栽培。
And from chapter 12, we know that how God cultivated and trained Abraham.
那么栽培到第十五章。
Into chapter 15.
亚伯拉罕的信心已经达到可以蒙神称义了。
And his faith is to the point that he can be justified by God.
十五章十五章这里就是记载，亚伯拉罕蒙神称义
，and record that Abraham was justified by God。
救恩的一个雏形。
That is the prototype、
这个很重要的
observation
啊，现在这个救赎啊啊，在亚伯兰的身上已经出现了。
And that plan of salvation appeared.
就是成为我们，成为以后神这个啊救万人呐、啊，要救世人的一个模型。
That become a prototype observation.
亚伯兰是因信蒙神称义。
As Abraham was justified by faith.
所以，我们看到保罗在罗马书第四章的时候就很详细说明啊。
So Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 4.
那再来就是从看到跟亚伯拉罕的信心呢、达到这个完全的。
So Abraham's faith could be
到第十七章。
Made perfect and in chapter 17.
第十七章。
Chapter 17.
好，神跟他立约。
God make a covenant with him.
这个时候亚伯拉罕99岁。
And when Abraham was 99 years old.
啊，99岁，这个时候神看他可以的啊，跟他立约。
And God thinks that his faith is good enough so that he makes a covenant with him.
永远的约。
Is an eternal covenant.
跟亚伯兰所立的这个约。
According to the covenant.
开始生出他的子孙来了。
That many descendants will come up.
就是应许的子孙。
That is the promised offspring.
所以以撒是救赎的这些啊，神所救赎的这些子孙的一个预表。
So Isaac is the one prefigure the salvation, the people of the salvation.
他是应许生的。
He's from promise.
所以以后从福音生的、基督生的，就是这个是预表，基督的这个是以撒，就是这个预表。
So Isaac is a type to all the people who are born of the gospel, born of Jesus.
就是神属灵的儿女的一个预表。
That is the spiritual descendants of God.
好，我们看这个加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书
Galatians
保罗所得到的启示
And the revelation received by Paul
我们看到第四章
The four
加拉太书第四章
Galatians 4
这里提到亚伯拉罕呢有两个儿子22节
On the two mentioned Abraham has two sons
那么这两个一个是使女所生的以实玛利啊，另外一个是自主之妇人所生的以撒。
One is born by a slave woman, Ishmael, and the other one by free woman.
23节这里说这个使女所生的是按血气生的啊。
And the one born of a slave woman is born of the flesh.
哦，那么自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
And the one born by the free woman is born by a promise.
啊，这个都是一个预表啊。
That is.A prefiguration.
那么在第28节
Verse 28.
28节这里说，弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Brothers, like Isaac, we are children of promise.
所以在26节这里说到。
So in verse 26.
那在上的耶路撒冷是自主。自主的他是我们的母这个在上的耶路撒冷是指的真教会属灵的真教会
Jerusalem that is above referred to the true church
真教会所生的儿女
and the children of the true church
就像以撒一样
just like Isaac
好那27节这个是先知的预言
and 27 is a promise is a prophecy
就是预言教会生孩子
prophecy of the church
所以这个27节这一段圣经，有些人不晓得这个什么意思。
Someone didn't understand verse 27.
为什么不怀孕、不生养的，没有经过产难的，没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多？为什么？这个什么意思
？Someone didn't understand verse 27 about why a barren woman would be happy because there's no children.
感谢神，今天教会在生儿女呢，都没有生产的痛苦。
So thank God today when church gives birth to believers, there's no pain.
是很高兴的啊。
It's very joyful.
没有经过惨难的啊。
There's no.
这是预表的今天呢，我们教会在生儿女啊。
This is referring to today our church is bearing children.
就像以撒一样，是凭着应许所生的。
Just like Isaac was born by a woman.
所以从亚伯拉罕到神跟亚伯拉罕立约之后，就应许他生以撒。
So after God make a covenant with Abraham that he will give birth to a son, Isaac.
这就预表了今天呢，属灵的神的儿女。
It's referring to today that a spiritual descendants.
那从以撒，从这个应许的儿女身上
，Isaac that is the promised descendant,
神拣选雅各，
and God chose Jacob.
从雅各就预备出那个以色列人了。
And from Jacob that God prepared the whole nation of Israel.
好，那么整个旧约的一直到最后基督的降生。
So from Old Testament and then to the birth of Christ in the New Testament.
预备一直到基督降生。
That is the whole time before the birth of Christ.
这个就是旧约的一个时期。
That is the Old Testament time.
好，那现在我们看一下这个预备马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章的第一段，这个是非常重要的。
And that is very important.
有些人看这个圣经，念这个什么意思？
Someone look at the Bible and say, what's the meaning behind?
这一段是太重要，而且是绝对重要，而且是非常宝贵的。
That is a very important, absolute important, and very precious.
我们看到这个神的在旧约时期所做的一切，就是这么简要的，大概是只有这样子最简要的把它记在这里。
And that is the whole summary of God's plan.Preparation for the Old Testament.
好，我们看到神预备的这个是怎么样。
That's the look at how God prepared.
所以基督的降生，我们看到第一节就是应许。
And which one is the promise?
做亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham.
耶稣基督要降生，他要有家谱啊。
Jesus Christ come to this world, he needs to have a genealogy.
他是要是神应许的是。亚伯拉罕的后裔。
That is, he's the descendant of the one chosen by God, Abraham.
然后他又到了这个大卫的时候，又应许说大卫的子孙。
And at the time of David, he's the son of David.
所以基督要成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
Jesus Christ will become the son of David and also son of Abraham.
好，那所以从下面第二节开始，就从亚伯拉罕开始，怎么样预备到基督的降生。
So from verse 2 then on, see how the birth of Christ is prepared.
那我们从第二节开始到第六节。
Verse 6.
还有一个阶段就是大卫王。
That's the period of ending with the King David.
因为神应许基督要坐在大卫的这个位上，永远为王。
Because God promised that Christ would sit on the throne of David and be king forever.
所以按照神的应许，神就这样来预备。
So according to God's promise that He prepared this.
那么从以色列十二个支派里头呢，神拣选的犹大支派。
From 12 tribes that God chose Judah.
所以以后的以色列人称为犹太人。
So that later the people of Israel become called Jews.
这个复国重建圣殿以后
，That is after they rebuilt the temple and
以色列人亡国之后，这个十二个支派就不分了，就混了。
So after the destruction of the whole country, that they have to no longer distinguish between the 12 tribes.
那后来就通通被称为以色列人，从被称为犹太人。
They all called Jews.
所以这个犹太人呢，也就是成为一个以色列人后来变成犹太人。
And the Jews become a representative name of people.
被亡国之后融合在一起。
Because after they come back, and they come together as one.
所以这个犹大就是犹大支派。
So Judah, that is the tribe.
那以后在南朝的时候是犹大支派。
And in the Southern Kingdom, that is the representative tribe.
正统信仰的一个这个大卫的这个后裔。
And is they maintain the pure faith, descendants of David.
所以从犹大到大卫。
And then from Judah to David.
那然后就到基督。
And then to Christ.
那基督降生就是进入到旧约的一个预备时期的结束。
And then after, when Christ was born, that is conclude the preparation part of the Old Testament.
那么新约时期的开始。
And then beginning of the New Testament.
这个就是救赎的一个计划的成全。
And that is to the accomplishing of plan of salvation.
好，然后看到罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
我们看这一节来休息。罗马书第四章。
Romans 4.
第四章的我们看到第 哎，第十章为是第十章，第十章第四节。
Chapter ten verse four。
第十章的第四节。
Chapter ten verse four。
第十章第四节，说律法的总结就是基督。
That Christ is the end of the law。
嗯。啊，施凡信他都得着称，得着义啊。
So that there may be righteousness for everyone.
好，这个就结束了。这个律法在旧约时期就结束了。
That is the end of the Old Testament period.
那么基督来了，旧约时期结束。
And Christ come and conclude the Old Testament.
神所应许的、所预备的基督已经来到。
Because the one prepared and promised by God, this the Christ, has already come.
所以基督来的时候是成全救恩。
So Christ come to fulfill the salvation.
那么就因信称义啊，这件事情就实现了啊，实现。
And then so-called justification is available.
这个就是基督来成全救恩。
That is Christ come to fulfill the plan of salvation.
好，我们先休息一下。
Stand up.
我们先默祷。
Let's pray in silence.